up, everybody? This is DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. You already know we're ambassadors of good frequency. And you already know we are here at the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy. Better your best in our 10-part series, How to Write Lyrics Like a Pro in 10 Easy Steps. Now, I know you're interested in people engaging with your music more. You're interested in people leaving more comments. And the reason they're not doing that is because you're not engaging with them. You're not engaging them with your lyrics. You're trying to engage them with your looks. You're trying to engage them with your nakedness. You're trying to engage them with everything. But the only thing that you're going to be able to engage a listener or a fan with is the words that are coming out of your mouth. Because those words that are coming out of your mouth is what they're going to use to start visualization. Even though they're looking at your video, they're visualizing in their mind what your music is telling them. That's why Drake and a lot of these others that write hits keep making hits. And you keep wondering, well, I keep dropping mixtape after mixtape after mixtape. Maybe I just got to keep hustling and grinding. Let me tell you something. There are people been in the music industry 1 year and they understood the secrets of how to psychologically deliver their music into the human mind. And remember, like we said before in video one and two, it's not about how your music sounds. It's about how your music feels. You can make your music sound like Compunction all day or Michael Jackson or Drake or Bruno Mars or Silk Sonic. But can you make your music feel the way they do? And the feeling in the music comes, number one, from the chord progressions and the movement, the instruments and the subject matter. And also it comes from the words that are being used by you to convey this 3.5-minute movie unto these people. Unto your fans. That's what you're doing. You're conveying your music on a 3.5-minute movie unto your fan. Now, we're on our third video today. And our third video is about what culture are you addressing with your music? What culture are you addressing with your music? Who are you addressing your music to? There are so many different cultures on this planet, and you have to understand that when you're addressing music to a culture, you got to make sure that you're addressing the music to the culture in a way that you can retain their attention. Retaining their attention, that's the most important thing, but you got to know who you're addressing it to. You know, they don't send marketing materials for plumbers out to roofers because roofers are not interested in that. So you got to give them what interest them, but you still got to give them you. And that's what we teach you at the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, to better your best. Take yourself to the next level. We've got uploading this whole entire series, and you can watch these at your leisure on our Patreon page. You can see the link up there on the top. And if you don't see the link, you can go to Patreon and search DJ DRWATTZ, DJ Dr. Watts. Anyway, you see DJ Dr. Watts, that's me. And you take these videos and you watch them over and over and over. Get your pencil out, take notes, and I'm gonna make a PDF download where you can outline your song before you start writing. You're gonna have to take your lyrics as serious as an author takes the stories that they tell in their books, or else you're never gonna reach the people, and they're gonna keep scrolling to somebody else. But hey, now you have the advantage of picking the brain of our company and what we've done. We write music on the Viacom for Love and Hip Hop, Catfish, many different TV shows, Total Divas. With the matter of fact, this is Royalty Month. Hallelujah for that. We get paid every 3 months. And that's another thing we teach you about the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, is how to set up money. I got paid 2 times today, and I'm going to continue to get paid by that because I made music once and I submitted it to the right people, and I get paid every 3 months off of that. Consistently, year after year after year, and I don't have to do anything to make that money come in. And the more music I put out, the more money comes in. I put the music out once, the money comes in forever. Did you hear that? Okay, so that's what it's all about, teaching you to better your best. You got to stop being the tail and become the head. It's not about survival. This is about thriving. And that's what we want to teach you, how to thrive in your music. So click that link in the description. I'm going to be uploading video 3 to today. You got 2 videos, and believe me, it's going to take you days and days just to get through those 2 because you're going to need to go back over them and apply them to your songs, you know? And I got a bonus video. Actually, I'm going to do number 11. I'm not going to tell you what that one is. That's going to be a surprise, but you are going to love this one. And it just came to me. Thank you, Inner Being, for bringing it to me. It just came to me, and I'm going to share this one with you, but that's going to be in video number 11. But you got to head over to the Patreon page, because guess what? That's where the knowledge is, baby. I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jen. And remember, you are responsible for you. Let the music play and never let it die. Peace.